Good day, everyone. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. It's time for our afternoon wrap-up. All the market details coming up after this.
Cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. It's the annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches coming Friday, April 26, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 500 head, including 150 Angus bulls and more. You can attend the sale in person or bid online at superiorlivestock.com or liveauctions.tv. Lots of information, including the sale book, videos, and more available at expressranches.com. The Grass Time Sale from Express Ranches, April 26.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, for our Friday afternoon wrap-up, let's check in with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. Bob, how'd the markets look this week?
Casey, the market's good. I mean, we picked back up kind of what we lost. Watching what's going on, I mean, we've got the dairy deal, we've got all that, and we, in our part of the business, we know it's not affecting beef, but the general public doesn't know all that, and that's what moves the futures market. And the futures market and the actual cash market and the fats or the feeders are totally disconnected. So the cash market in the feeders is still good. The cash market in replacement calves is still excellent. You know, our runs, what I said last week about our runs will pick up. Whatever's out there in the next 2 to 3 weeks is what's going to come to town. Whether it'll be bigger or less than what we're accustomed to, we know it'll be less, but it may be equivalent, you know, over a 2 or 3 week period of bigger runs, just because they're all going to have to come off wheat at the same time. This wheat's already starting to head out. It's getting, and it's short. So, and we needed a rain, and I think Western Oklahoma missed this rain. But in general, we've got a good market. I mean, we're selling cattle $20 to $30 a hundred over what we did last year. And we get complacent and we think everything's still worth the ultimate high, and we are still at the ultimate high. So it's, we're positive for the beef business.
What do you think we're going to see in the next few weeks?
Just like I said, I mean, I think when they decide to come with these bigger cattle coming off wheat, we'll increase our runs a little compared to what we're selling today. And then once we clean them up, it'll be a light enough supply till August. We'll be able to at least maintain this feeder market as long as we keep these fats at $1.80 to $1.85. Right now, they're trading fast. $1.80 to $1.82 is what I've been talking around.
Once again, that's Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. That's a wrap of our afternoon agricultural news and markets. I'm Casey Shepherd for Oklahoma Farm Report.